Good.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Even though Peyton's not the easiest quarterback to out-duel, are you glad he's back out there and you guys have a chance to go at it again?
Well, I think the league certainly missed him when he wasn't in there last year. He's an incredible player and competitor. We've had our fair share of, meaningful games against, a Peyton Manning-led offense when he was with the Colts. And, he seems like he's got, this team really in the hunt as well. I mean, they lost two very close games and we're in it, right till the end. So he's a phenomenal player and leader and quarterback. And, it's great watching him play out there.
He referred to the two of you as the elder statesmen. Do you take that as a compliment?
But I'm younger than he is, so I have a few years to grow into that role.
Okay.
I feel like a young kid.
Tom, I know that the injuries were different, but when you came back from a year off, did it take time for you to get your timing all the way back?
Well, I mean, I think it's hard to say, because it's early in the year, and you miss a year of football, but in a normal off season, you miss 7 months of football. So, to miss a whole season obviously was very challenging. It has every year has I think different challenges. We didn't have a great year in 2009 when I did come back. So, it was a very up and down year for us as a team, but. Peyton is, has obviously worked very hard, and the level that he plays at now, it really doesn't look like he's missed any time. Tell you the truth,
he spoke about how much support you were very supportive of him when he went through the injury. Did he reach out to you as you were going through your tough time in 2008?
Yeah, he did, and. Certainly it meant a lot to me. We've known each other for a long time, and my first start actually of my career, I met Peyton on the field before the game. He was out there warming up, and I went over there, and he said, "Hey, I'm Peyton Manning," and I was like, of course, I know that. But he's been he's a great guy. He's been a really good friend over the years, and certainly someone that I can relate to. And we have a lot of things in common, so it's nice for us to when we're going through some things to bounce an idea or two off of one another.
I mean, there is a fraternity of quarterbacks, but it sounds like there's a legitimate kinship between the two of you. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's really grown over the years. We've known each other for a long time. So, you talk about a lot of things. We've seen each other, off the field, quite a few times over the years. So, he's always really been someone I've looked up to and admired, and certainly the way he plays the game, but also the way he handles himself off the field as well. I mean, football is a huge part of his life, and it's really important to him. And he makes a lot of decisions based on his leadership position, as a teammate. So, I think he's always making great decisions, and. He's really set the standard for quarterback play over my entire career.
You tore up the Denver D last year twice. What have you seen different from them now that Del Rio's their defensive coordinator?
Well, both games were very challenging. We just executed. Those were two probably of our better games execution-wise all season. So hopefully we go out there and execute well again. But there's a lot of things to prepare for. I said earlier there's so many different looks. They really try to confuse the offense with the different defensive fronts, the different pressures. They really do a good job disguising. I mean, they're a very good defense, and they're playing very well. So we got off to a good start in practice today, and hopefully, that carries through with our preparation the next few days. But, I mean, this is going to be a battle. It always is. We've got a great history with the Broncos, and, I have a lot of respect for the organization, and, it's going to be, our toughest game yet.
Is it going to be weird for you to see Copen on the other side snap into Manning instead of to you?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, I was really happy he got the opportunity to be out there. You know, I was obviously, being one of my best friends over the years, to see him go was, very hard thing. It always is at the beginning of the year. But I was happy he really got the opportunity to be, you know, with a great organization and, to play with a quarterback like Peyton and certainly with an offense like that. I mean, I'm sure Dan's a great fit. He's smart. He's tough. He's physical. He's got great command out there for that position. So I loved playing with him when he was here. Hopefully he doesn't play his best game of his career this weekend against us. But we're always rooting for Copen, except when he's playing us.
How much did your offense change with the addition of Gronkowski from what you guys ran, 5 or 6 years ago?
Well, I think one thing our offense has always done is play to the strengths of our players. And I think it's always evolving based on the skill set of the guys that we have. So, for Rob and Aaron and Daniel Fells and Hooman, our four tight ends, they've definitely added a different element for us in the passing game and in the running game. So, they're all capable of doing both. And the best part is, both guys, they can all obviously run routes and catch the ball, but they also are good blockers too. And that's the most important thing is, at that position, you have to be able to do both. If you're just a pass catcher, then, you really don't bring that physical element to the field. And I think, our guys really take a lot of pride in that.
What about Brandon Lloyd? Obviously, he's a guy we know really well here. What's he added to your offense, to your locker room?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed, working with Brandon and getting to know him. He's a veteran player that has really come in here and been totally professional and wants to do the best he can do every day in practice and every day out there on the game field. He got in the end zone this weekend, which was great. And he and I, we've had, quite a few practices together where, we're just continuing to work and try to get better every day. So hopefully it's showing up on the game field. It's certainly not from, a lack of work ethic by Brandon. He's really worked his tail off since the day he got here.
Have you ever talked to Josh about, the experience he had here? And did you sense it kind of stung him? And how has he been with you as far as rebounding from his head coaching stint here?
Well, we haven't really had a chance to talk about that much. I know he has great respect for the organization. He's told me that. But we haven't really talked about much about that. Everything is about the Patriots, and that's kind of what we talk about, and getting better as an offense and the things we need to do. So I have, 100% confidence in him and he and Josh doing his job. And, I really rely on him for so much over the course of the week. And, he and I have known each other for a long time as well. And I really love having him as our coach and certainly as calling plays. The situation with Billy O'Brien leaving, really worked out well for us timing-wise with Josh coming back. So, he's done a great job.
Tom, what kind of luxury is having an inside receiver like Welker? And, they have Stokely here, but from your perspective as a quarterback, what does that give you?
Wes is a very unique player and person and teammate. I mean, his heart is bigger than, anyone that I've ever played with. I mean, what he's capable of in terms of his mental toughness and his ability to move on from bad plays. And he's an incredible player. And, he shows up every single week. He does every single thing he can do over the course of the week to be prepared for the game. He has a lot of pride in what he does. I mean, he doesn't want to be covered one time over the course of the game. So, I mean, he's a great teammate and obviously a great friend, someone I'm always, aware of out there. He's just done a great job this year.
Do those guys who work the middle of the field have to have a little something extra in their makeup?
Well, some guys, it's interesting. I play with some guys who don't like coming in there at all, and a guy like Wes loves being in there. I mean, it's just the versatility, really from the inside part of the field. You can go anywhere. You can go all the way across the field. You can go to the sideline. You can go short. You can go deep. You can go intermediate. I mean, that's the nice part about being in that position. And Wes has enough quickness and enough, he has enough instincts to find the right spot, and he really knows how to get open and separate from the defenders. So he's done a great job with honing his skills as a receiver over the course of his time here, and he's playing at a very high level for us.